Unionized workers at the City and District of North Vancouver have reached deals for collective agreements that provide a series of wage increases over the next 3 years. The three-year deals between Canadian Union of Public Employee, CUP, workers and both North Vancouver municipal governments provide a retroactive wage increase of 3% in 2022, 4.5% in 2023 and 4% in 2024. The deal also comes with a one-time 4.5% inflationary support payment, applied on top of 2022 wages. CUP, representing unionized workers at both municipalities, announced the deals in a press release. Our members, like all residents in this region, face affordability challenges. For many, this has intensified with the recent increase to the cost of living, said CUP 389 President Yvette Mercier in a press statement. Other provisions in the deals include new funding for mental health services, access to domestic or sexual violence leave, and the addition of a temporary part-time job classification at the City of North Vancouver. At the District of North Vancouver, provisions in the new deal include full coverage of dental and extended health premiums, and an increase to mental health coverage. There are about 400 unionized CUP workers at the City of North Vancouver, and about 475 unionized CUP workers at the District of North Vancouver. Workers at the North Vancouver Recreation Commission, North Shore Neighborhood House and Municipal Libraries are covered by separate collective agreements. The City of North Vancouver adopted its 2023 budget in the spring, which included an average tax increase of 5.24%. The average tax increase in the District of North Vancouver was similar at 5.25%. In West Vancouver, the municipality is currently still in contract negotiations with its unionized employees. In the last contract, which covered the period between January 2021 and December 2022, wage increases for workers represented by the West Vancouver Municipal Employees Association were 2% in 2021 and 2% in 2022. Jay Said at nsnews.com.